Ahani Shinabe Dog. Ajinago Niwi Wanishkwe Tago Zu. Is it Chigik? On Shine the Kit. Nabe Kwawa O and Gipi the Shindan Gidden Way Winning on Ojibwemwin. Me Nawa. So this is Nabe and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language. Migo Chapichi Bizendoyig. Thanks for listening to me. Me Misawentaman. Bungi we do kago yego o atashindaman. Ji ojibwe motadi egg and dasogijike ma in daeg. Iwi di in the no ki egg. Beba kan and guji ayan. So I'm hoping that this will help you put a little bit more language into your daily life at home or where you work or wherever you may be. So recently I've been talking about how people look, and we've went through phrases like ani ne shinagozit. How does somebody look? And we talked about ginuze ha'au, that one is tall. And today we're going to talk about the word dakuze. Dakuze. So dakuze tawiya, they're short, kind of like yours truly. Dakuze. So let's learn some different ways that we can use this phrase. And make it a tool. So we're not just spitting out, you know, just, okay, I know dakuze, and I don't really know how to change it into anything else. Although it's useful to understand the word, it's also better if we understand how to manipulate that word and turn it into a tool of communication. And, you know, the whole goal is really to make sure that we bring our language with us into the future. Whatever the future may hold for us as Anishinaabe people, so be it. But we have certain things under our control, and that's whether or not we bring our language with us. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you, as you're going through learning, and to be open-minded and to be brave and try to use those phrasings that you're learning. Because if you use them on a regular basis, you're going to hold on to them. If you write them down in a notebook, or you go to a Shinabe class, or maybe you go visit your auntie who's a speaker, but you never use it, I guarantee you 80% of the time you're not going to remember what you're being taught. But as you use what it is that you know, you get better and better and better at speaking. And after a while, you know, you'll have a certain level of proficiency. So that's enough blabbing about that. So we're going to talk about dakuze. So we'll get back to the phrase ani ne shinagozit. What does he look like? And so we could say ani ne shinagozit George dakuze na. So what does George look like? Dakuze na. Is he short? Right? Ani ne shinagozit George dakuze na. Okay. Is he short? So the two possible answers here, because the dakuze, to be short, na, is actually ina. It's an Anishinaabe question marker. And remember, the question marker goes in the second spot of your sentence. Dakuze ina George, or however you want to say that. So dakuze ina, and so that's a yes or no question. So the possible answers are dakuze George. Yep, George is short. And you don't have to say George, you can say dakuze. Yep, he's short. Dakuze. Or you could say gawin dakuze si George. Gawin dakuze si George. George is not short. Ginuze, he's tall. And we learned about ginuze in a previous presentation, to be tall. Gawin dakuze si. Now remember, when we attach si to the end of the word, it becomes what linguists will call negated, or it makes the action not happen. The action in this case is to be short. Dakuze. So when it becomes dakuze si, someone is not short. But in order to make the phrase complete, we need gawin in there. So it sounds like gawin dakuzi si. Gawin dakuzi si. He is not short. And then you put the person's name at the end. George. Gawin dakuzi si George. George is not short. Genuzi George. George is tall. Genuzi. Are you with me? So, ani nizhi nagzi George. Dakuzi na and dakuzi. So everything that was said there, how does he look? Ani nezhi nagozid George. Dakuzi inna, is he short? Dakuzi, yes, he is short. Okay? Or maybe a different conversation. Ani nezhi nagozid George. Dakuzi inna, what does George look like? Is he short? Gawin dakuzi si. Genuzi. Gawin dakuzi si. He is not short. Genuzi. He is tall. So this can be used for, you know, it doesn't have to be people. It there, you know, can be animals who are our relatives. It can be other things that are talked about that are considered alive in an Anishinaabe worldview. And the way to kind of figure that out is whatever the name of the object is, ask for the plural. How do you say it if there's more than one? And if that word ends with a G, you can almost always bet that it is considered alive in an Anishinaabe worldview. Okay? So you take a word like, you could say, well, how do you call corn? You'd say mandamin. Well, what if there's more than one? Mandaminug. Mandaminug. And the ug ends with a G. Now you know that corn is talked about as if it's alive. Mandaminuk. Okay. So what does that have to do with this? Anytime that you are learning words for new objects and you find they're animate and they're short, you can say dakuzi. Okay. But if there's more than one, like we're talking about a group of animals or something, you could ask dakuzi wag ina. Makwag. Dakuzi wag inna makwag. Are bears short? Dakuzi wag. Now the wag at the end of dakuzi denotes more than one. And a lot of times people would translate it as they. Dakuzi wag. Dakuzi wag. Okay. And then if we're going to say, eh, dakuzi wag. Eh, dakuzi wag. The aya is the yes for females, and is the yes for males. There is a difference, because I used to go around when I was little, or I shouldn't say when I was little, when I was beginning to learn language and use it, I'd say aya, and I would get teased that I talk like an old lady. Aya, dakuzi wak makwak. So these days I try to be more manly. Dakuzi wag makwag. The bears are short. Of course, they're not, but this one is. Anyways, so if we wanted to say they are not short, we could say gawin dakuzi si wag makwag. The bears are not short. Gawin dakuzi si wag. Now remember, si attaches to the action word, in this case dakuzi, and makes it not happen. In this case, there's more than one person being talked about. Wag also is attached to the end. Gawin dakuzi si wag makwag. Bears are not short. Gawin dakuzi si wag makwag. So they could ask you, ani nezhi nagozi wad makwag. What do bears look like? Dakuzi wag inna, are they short? Gawin dakuzi si wag makwag. Bears are not short. Okay, or dakuzi wag makwag. Yes, they are short. So, ampegish we do kago yan no o bangi. I hope this helps you a little bit. Miigwecha apichibizindawyeg nabe kwa wa'au. Miisagona iu. Ahau.